I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 30th. A lengthy investigation by state police and the U.S. Postal Service led to the interception on Friday of 3 kilograms of suspected cocaine mailed from Puerto Rico to a large-scale Quincy drug trafficking enterprise. Troopers and postal inspectors found the cocaine when they executed a search warrant on a parcel after it was delivered to 35-year-old Stephen Marsden, a resident at 100 Cove Way in Quincy, on Friday morning. Marsden was placed under arrest and taken to State Police South Boston Barracks for booking. He was held on $50,000 cash, pending his arraignment this week in Quincy District Court. As part of the investigation, a trooper from the State Police Detective Unit for Norfolk County also obtained search warrants for Marsden's apartment and his vehicle, as well as for a residence in Worcester, the home of 41-year-old Evans Klimovich, a co-conspirator of Marsden's in that drug organization. The search of Marsden's Quincy apartment yielded 5 firearms, 143 loose rounds of ammunition, dozens of edible THC packages, about 80 Xanax pills, a money counting device, and materials used in the packaging of narcotics. A check revealed that one of the guns had been stolen during a house break in North Carolina. Marsden does not have a license to carry a firearm. More drugs were found at Klimovich's Worcester apartment. A 39-year-old Quincy man has been arrested days after the shocking scene that unfolded last week in Stoughton, in which multiple people were hospitalized after a road rage shooting and a serious car crash that all began with an encounter at a convenience store in Canton. Stoughton police say that On Q had been taken into custody at about 4 o'clock Saturday at his Quincy home without incident. He's facing multiple charges in connection with the May 24th crash involving a car, an SUV, and a pickup that sent 5 people to the hospital. Police had said they believe someone in a black car fired a gun, striking the driver of a white SUV, while the pickup truck was incidentally involved in the crash and not part of the shooting. According to police, the entire incident started when Q encountered a man at a 7-Eleven in Canton Wednesday night. While in the store, Q allegedly pointed a gun at the man. The victim ran to his friend's car, a black Nissan, and told the other 3 people inside what happened. The Nissan driver fled the parking lot, at which point Q, driving a white SUV, began following. Fearing they were being chased, the Nissan was speeding away to get away from Q, creating what police called a dangerous environment for everyone on the road. When they reached the intersection of Pearl and Central Streets in Stoughton, witnesses told police Q crossed the double yellow line and into the opposite lane of traffic, allegedly pulled up alongside the black vehicle and pointed a revolver at the 4 people in the car. Fearing for his life, the other driver, who has a valid license to carry and a properly registered firearm, yelled for his friends to get down and then fired several rounds into Q's vehicle, striking Q 1 time. The Nissan then fled. Q continued to follow them. The Nissan driver was allegedly scared, as Q already allegedly pointed a gun at his car and continued to pursue them. Police say that's what led to the crash at the intersection of Plain and West Streets. Flames tore through an apartment building in Quincy Friday, drawing an emergency response to the scene on Willard Street, sending residents scrambling to safety. More than 50 people were forced out of the building. Flames and black smoke could be seen billowing from the building's roof. Fire started in a 4th-floor unit. 2 firefighters were seen being taken away on stretchers during the fire, one of whom was wearing an oxygen mask. When the building's residents said at least 1 person who lives in the building was placed in an ambulance with severe burns. Most people got out safely. Crews were seen working to keep the flames from spreading, but a significant part of the building was damaged, caused the fire still under investigation. A wind turbine on Deer Island spun out of control yesterday, prompting a response from emergency personnel. Problem was spotted about 10 yesterday morning by somebody walking through the public access area near the Deer Island wastewater treatment plant. Person noticed the turbine was spinning quickly and had something dangling from one of its blades. The person called 911. MWRA staff and emergency workers responded. The turbine has been out of service since April of last year because of a mechanical issue. It had been locked in place. A contractor was called in to fix the 600-kilowatt turbine, which stands 100 feet tall. By 3:30 yesterday, the turbine was successfully stopped and locked back in place. Public access near the turbine remained closed. The plant's operations were not affected. Officials believe that yesterday's high winds may have been a factor in that incident. Well, the Federal Transit Administration ordering the MBTA to resubmit a safety work plan that it shared with the federal agency at the beginning of May. In a letter sent by federal transit officials to MBTA General Manager Philip Eng on May 19th, they said that the T's right-of-way rules compliance and safety work plan is insufficient and must be resubmitted. The directive gives the T until next Monday to resubmit the plan with revisions that address and implement safety processes and procedures within the next 60 days. The T was ordered to develop a safety work plan following a letter sent by federal transit officials to the T in April. In a written statement, the T says it's identified a number of actions that will improve the protection and safety of workers accessing the T's tracks. T said it's continuing to also actively recruit for a number of positions in its safety department. It has briefed the FTA on a monthly basis on the status of department staffing. The Quincy City Council will continue to review next year's proposed city budget this week. Budget hearings are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow night at City Hall. Tonight, councilors will review proposed budgets for the school, police, veteran services, cemetery, recreation, and other departments. Tomorrow night, budgets for the health, DPW, mayor, and city council will be reviewed. Both meetings are scheduled for 6:30. Last week, councilors approved 18 budgets with no cuts. However, they placed a hold on proposed salary increases for 8 department heads for further review. The proposed $405 million budget is up about $33 million, which is almost 9%. Checking other news for you today, the Dana-Farber mammography van will be located at the Kennedy Center today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., offering free mammograms. Pre-registration is required by calling 617-632-1974. Also a reminder, the Marina Bay ferry, the Valkyrie, returns to service. Beginning today, the ferry will be running from Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay to the town of Winthrop, to the Boston Seaport, and the New England Aquarium. The full schedule is available on the newly designed website, mbferry.com. Also a reminder, the MBTA says that buses will replace Red Line trains from JFK UMass to Braintree from 8:45 p.m. until the end of service this week for more track maintenance. And a reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy will be delayed one day this week due to the Memorial Day holiday. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 328 points. The NASDAQ rose 277. The S&P adding 54. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar is up. The euro is down. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. Celtics season comes to an end. Last night, the Game 7 loss to the Heat, 103-84. Red Sox host Cincinnati at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, hazy sunshine with some smoke from Nova Scotia wildfires impacting us through the middle part of the day, high today 70. Clearing tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 82 degrees. For Thursday, Sunday, and a high of 89. Friday, partly sunny, high 87. The boater waves about a foot, wind out of the east, becoming southeasterly and gusting to 20, high tide 8:17 a.m. Sunrise 5:11, set at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 30th.